You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple other quick things for you. There's an argument always going on between real Christmas trees and fake Christmas trees. I'm a fake Christmas tree guy. As long as you keep it for years and years and years. I can't win with this, but the whole thing about chopping down a tree.
I don't like it.
To put tinsel on it and then throw it to the curb, you know, a few weeks later. I don't like it.
I don't like the ones where you go out into the forest and cut it down. I mean, it's a different situation if you're buying it from a tree farm where they're growing it to do it, I guess. But
yeah.
It's still a live creature.
So experts laid out a case of which one is actually better for the environment. Is it better to buy a real tree or is it better to buy a fake tree? And they said, the experts say, in general, real trees are probably a little better for the environment. Fake trees can cause less of an impact if you use them over and over again, which is what we were talking about. But they say you got to factor in whole things like, you know, whether it's made of plastic. They ship them here on boats that use a bunch of fuel. Then they transfer them onto trucks that run on a bunch of fuel. Oof. And I don't know.
At least the original trees go back to the earth, I guess. And a lot of communities, you know, they do the mulching programs where they just grind them up and you get free mulch for the summer.
I guess.
Which is nice.
I feel weird about it.
I've done that free mulch thing. The only bad thing is you go and load up your old pickup truck with a bunch of mulch and then you go spread it in your yard and it's still full of tinsel. So you still have, like, little tinsel pieces all over your front yard.
Now, that's funny.
Yeah.
A little shout-out to all of our radio brethren. All of us get to clap ourselves on the back. And I wrote about this for the Mindbender Club mailer going out today. From the day I got into radio, and I don't even want to say what year it was because it was before most of our listeners were born, I've been hearing about how radio's on the way out and radio's dead and blah, 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 blah. Every year I hear that. Guess what? 40-something years later, new survey is out. Radio is still the number one way that people choose to listen to their music.
Hey,
and it's not even close. You think, oh, what about streaming? Not even close. What about satellite? Not even close. What about Spotify and YouTube? Not even close. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of Americans still say they're going to choose the radio first. So I just want to say,
thank you.
Way to go, radio. And thank you to all of our listeners for continuing to make us number one.
Hey.
We love you, and we don't care who knows. What else is trending?
Jer on sports, in his first interview since his car accident in February, Tiger Woods said he is done playing golf, at least on a regular basis. His quote is, it's an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality. I understand it. I accept it. Turns out his injuries were pretty darn serious. He revealed that there was a 50-50 chance he'd leave the hospital with one leg.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. So he said he's had a bunch of operations, still working on muscle development, nerve development, a bunch of stuff going on with his leg. So.
Did they ever come out and, because they weren't releasing any details of the accident. Remember that? There was all of this hullabaloo over
it's
the fact
quiet.
That they were hushing up the whole accident.
Yeah. I don't know any other details about the accident, but now it sounds like his leg might have been lopped off, you know?
Yeah, they were talking about amputating it back when it happened.
They had to sew it back on, it sounds like.
Why will they not release information? I want to know what happened.
I don't know. Privacy laws or something. I don't know. I really don't know. So this comes out every year around this time, and I got sucked in. It's the 12 Days of Christmas song, which is the worst Christmas song ever made. But what they do is they start adding up everything in that song, and they let people know how much it would cost. This year, PNC Financial Services released the list, and if you add everything up in that goofy song, it's going to cost you $41,205.58.
Huh.
The most expensive thing this year is the Seven Swans of Swimming. If you want those at your holiday party this year, it's going to cost you $13,125.
You're telling me that swans are more expensive than Lords?
Let's look up the Lords of Leaping. I did find the list. The 10 Lords of Leaping, $11,260. So yeah, your swans are going to cost you more.
So you can
rent
a Lord?
For a bunch of dudes jumping around. Yeah. The drummer's drumming, $3,000. Where's the rings? That's the annoying part of the song.
Five golden rings
over and over and over. $895. for those gold rings this year. Anyway, the whole list is on our Facebook if you want to, if you're really bored today and want to check that out. We talked about this just a little bit ago that, yeah, Channing Tatum is going to be returning as the stripper Mike Lane in the third installment of Magic Mike. This one's called Magic Mike's Last Dance. It's going to be available on HBO Max, and it looks like it's going to be the last one. I don't know how it ends
yet.
I
don't believe that.
I don't know. I've never
it's
seen any
paycheck,
of them.
It's just a paycheck, man. They don't care. They'll make 26 of them.
Probably. Well, maybe. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Let's see Magic Mike when he's 70.
That's the thing. It's like these guys got to stay in really good shape, and there's a lot of preparation to make these movies. Lord, I know. Keeping those six-pack abs is, man, that is a chore. Used car website in the UK commissioned a study that looked into which types of drivers are more likely to be psychopaths. It's a fun little thing to do, huh? Sorry. BMW drivers are more likely to be psychos than anyone else. I didn't do the study. Look into it. It was done in the UK. Now, if you drive a gold car, gold is the number one car color for people with those psycho tendencies, and people with electric cars, and people with vanity plates. So if you're driving a fully electric BMW that's gold in color with BMW 1 as your license plate, you get out of that person's way immediately because they cray-cray. Real quick, the word of the year, vaccine, from Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Are we surprised? Nah, everybody's saying it. It's everywhere. Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. And here's your Fat America. Pillsbury has a new candy cane-flavored sugar cookie dough cookie that's coming out. It's those big tubes that you see in the grocery store of the dough. This one's candy cane flavored, so you can have a little peppermint kick to your sugar cookies this holiday season. Yum, 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 yum. Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a story and a video coming from TikTok. This TikTok video has gone viral where a woman had each of her four grandparents draw a little flower on one of those little sticky notes. She then took those four flowers to the tattoo shop and created a tattoo for her arm from the four flowers that her grandparents drew. It's really, really cute.
And
what a great idea, you know?
It's really
sweet. So anyway, the post has been viewed about four. Why do I feel like you're being sarcastic?
I'm not. I'm being honest.
It's a sweet video. It's really sweet. The video's been viewed about 4 million times in the past 48 hours, so it's going big. Check it out on our Facebook, though. Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
Did you say she has not yet showed her grandparents?
She hasn't. Now, they're doing something where she gets so many views, she's going to do the, you know, reveal to the grandparents. It's going to happen.
There won't be a dry eye in the
room. It's beautiful.